Case 022411, Goncharov, by Fireflies Writing. Read by Eurasian Rob as the archivist, and Cassie Ingaben as Maria Angelova. Produced by Cassie Ingaben. A Goncharov, the Magnus Archives Podvic. Rated general audience. No archive warnings apply. Statement of Maria Angelova regarding her supposed involvement in the film Goncharov, 1973. Statement given 24th November, 2022.
I'm not sure where to start. The movie doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I've never been in Naples, not for personal reasons, and certainly not to shoot a film. And yet everyone keeps insisting that it does, that I did. I should probably elaborate. I'm a C-list actress. I would like to claim I'm B-list, but going above my station has never really worked out for me. I worked on several higher-profile shows in my career before my retirement, but not really one I'd claim as my magnum opus. I'm not really complaining about that. The work I did was usually high quality, though there were some hit-miss things, of course, especially with the films. But in general, I can look back at my career fondly. I'm more known for the series I worked on at this point. My film career never really took off, which is why I stopped doing them, mostly, back in the 80s. There were more misses than hits with them. And most of my roles were just extras. So I decided to leave them be for the most part. So you might understand why it came as a bit of a surprise for me when I was approached about a week ago, last Friday, for an interview about my involvement with Martin Scorsese's films back in the 70s. I knew the man, sure. I was like secretary or club woman number 3, or something similar in several of these projects. But it's not something I'd consider interview worthy. I assume they just wanted a bit more info on the man himself. Not that I knew much about him, but I'm always up for talking about my career. So I agreed. It started normal enough. I was asked about my career, my favorite projects, what my opinions were on Scorsese's work. You know, the standard stuff. But then, and I don't think I can ever forget this part, they asked me, I notice you've been avoiding talking about Goncharov this entire time. Goncharov? I never heard of the film before. It is apparently a 1973 Cold War mafia flick where I supposedly play the side character Sophia, which I'm telling you I couldn't have because I moved to London in 71. So right around the time, shooting would have started. And I didn't leave the UK again for several years after that. I never been to Naples, where it was shot. So I said, I don't remember that film. You must have confused me with someone else. Except, they kept insisting it was me. They kept going into more and more detail, trying to get me to remember anything, trying to get some information from me about it. I'm not proud of how I ended that talk. They had been wrong, of course, but once I calmed down, it did have me curious. I thought I was pretty familiar with Scorsese's filmography, so this one must have slipped my notice. So I went looking for it online. The movie doesn't exist. People talk about it like it does. People apparently remember that it does. Somehow people actually manage to watch it like it does. But it doesn't exist. I'm not a stranger to online fandom. One might think I would be, going by my age, but you gotta stay up to date somehow. And I do like the creative aspects of making the narrative more relatable to you that transformative fandom thrives in. I like seeing what impressions my TV characters left on the words and what people extrapolate from them. I try to find a streaming service that has Goncharov. Then I try to find it on piracy sites. Nothing. I never torrent anything, but I know it exists, so I ask my followers if someone could send me a link. I got about 50 different ones in the span of an hour. Not a single one worked. Some of them were downloads. All the files were empty. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. I can't find any primary material. No images. No music. Nothing. All I've seen of its apparent existence are articles, reviews and fan creations, art and writing. So much love for something that doesn't exist. I've looked at art of the Sophia character. In the less stylized style, I can sort of recognize myself when I compare it to similar art of my other characters. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. I've been trying to figure out what's going on, but I don't understand what is happening anymore. The writer doesn't exist either. I looked him up, or I tried to, because JWHJ0715 is not a last name or a name at all. No matter how much everyone wants to convince me that it is. I didn't know where else to go for answers. I suppose if anyone can. I am losing my mind. I shouldn't have come here. Thank you for your time.
Follow-up concludes that Goncharov is indeed a real movie. Although it has been virtually unknown until it was rediscovered in 2020, with a sudden surge in internet popularity the week before Mrs. Angelova gave her statement, which explains why she was approached for an interview. It does not explain her lack of memories of shooting it. She left contact information for several people who worked on the film as well. Those who could be reached, notably Linda Carter of Wonder Woman fame, who had been an extra on set and for whom it had been her movie debut, corroborated the official narrative. The movie was shot throughout 1972, and since Sophia was not an insignificant role, people remember Mrs. Angelova being there. Matteo JWHJ0715 does in fact also exist. While the name format is not terribly widespread, JWHJ0715 is the writer's legal surname. His family is descended from the Manzettis, who changed their last name back in the 1850s to fit their inventor patriarch's life work. We have acquired a copy of the film for the archive, which will be stored along with this statement. Records corroborate Angelova's statement that she moved to London in 71, though that is all we could verify of her supposed stay here, as she only met her husband in 79, and the rest of her friends and family have already passed on. Addendum. On 6th of December, another statement giver claimed to not be able to find the film anywhere. Refer to case 0220612 for further information. Attempts to show the archive's copy to the statement giver had been met with failure.
It has not been possible to connect your call.
Further research required. Notes. Not really connected to the Magnus Archives canon, except for the fact that the Magnus Institute exists. Goncharov, 1973, is such a good movie. If anyone wants to write that second statement, feel free to.